Definitely do it. It's not good. Oy. Not Macau. Today we're going to, since it's Wednesday and it's a one-day sugya, Meretz Hashem on Sunday, we're going to continue with our regularly scheduled program, which will be going back to the Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda understanding, with Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda understanding what does Rabbi Yehuda say about Shofar of Taniyot. But today, in a one-day sugya, we could do something that happens every year, and that was the shofar of Yom Kippur. Shofar of Yom Kippur, and I asked you to see the ritva. Please open the ritva. And we're going to discuss is when do we blow the shofar, what do we blow, and what's the nature of the reason behind it. And within that, that led into a global question of great sugya of bracha and amina. So explains the ritva, please read it for me inside, Mr. Banish. What? People don't have it inside? Okay. So then I'll continue reading it with you. Okay, you do it. Banish, go. The Yom Kippur Ha'amur Khan, sheet until you get there. The Hainu Yom Kippur Shoyoga. The Ilu Yom Kippur de Alma explains the Ritva. Leka, Mr. Feeman, Leka Lochiu Bitkio, Lochiu Brachos Kwa. You want to talk about the level of Chiv? You have no Chiv to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. So then why do we do it? Everybody knows that we blow at the end of Yom Kippur. Now we're going to start reading. Go ahead, Banish. Uma Shanagu. What's it? I got it. Machinagu. Go ahead. Give it to me, please.
I think it's
Machinagu.
Machinagu.
So what's a Siman Tav Reish Tet mean? What is tough Shin Reish Tet? Or tough. Now, good. Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. So that's the first thing. He says that we have a minhag, so we're talking about the Tokim Motzi of Kippur. Comes the Ritva and says, it's a minhag, and what do you do? You do what's called Tashrat. What's Tashrat? Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. What's the other option? If it's not Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia, then just a Tkia. One voice, okay, versus a regular tekiah. If you look at the footnotes, there are the major machlokes gaonim about do you do a tashrat or do you do just one voice, one kol. Explains the ritva. Go ahead, Mr. Banish. Oh, so he says it's a minhag. And then for what? Yeshomrim. What is the reason? What's the reason why we blow a shofar on Motzi Yom Kippur? What's the reason? La'arbeiv et ha'satan. Right? Okay. La'arbeiv et ha'satan. Which would be interesting. Why is that interesting? So, you're going to give me a question. What? Maybe another interesting. What do we do on, just for example, when do people know about our Beit HaSatan? First of all, we definitely have to understand what this means. I'm not sure I understand what it means, but at least say the information, what we know. Good. What you've known till now is that on Erev what? Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do not blow the shofar. Kidei, there are two reasons that are brought down in the poskim. Number one is to separate tkiot of chovah and tkiot of rishut. Number two is kidei la'arbeiv et ha'satan. You're blowing, all of a sudden they stop. So they go, what's going on? Sort of give them a curveball, if you will. Right? So over there on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we stop blowing. Here, now towards Motzi Yom Kippur, what are we doing? We are blowing la'arbeiv et ha'satan. Interesting. Okay. Now, what question does he ask on this? What is the question on that? Keep reading. He says Valesa. There are people that have it, but the Ritva disagrees with it. Why does he disagree with it? Keep reading. Because, okay, there are Mefurish Gemaras, and this is what Rishonim quote, Yigar Hashem Becha Satan, and Hashem rebukes the Satan. The Satan on Yom Kippur has what? No teeth, has no strength. Okay? So he disagrees with it, because he says what? Because he says, right, how do we do this? Rabbi Vita Satan. We'll put down the Koshi in a second. Okay, so he brings down the question. Kasha on this pshat was what? Kasha on this pshat was, right? Ein koach the satan the yom kippurim. Okay? The next question he asks is actually contradictory. So I'll skip that for now. The next question he says is, but it's also on the Mar of Chol. Put that aside. I think there's some Gersaot issues there. So what does he do now? After that, keep reading, Mr. Banish. Ela Hatam. He quotes Rabbeinu Haigon and says, what's the other reason? Zeichel Yova. Okay. What does that mean? First of all, tell me what it means. So we blow shofar. We have a minute to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, on Motzi Yom Kippur, for what purpose? To remember Yovel. Meaning, guys, you're going to remember the shir forever now. This is one of these shir you can put in your pockets, you know, for the rest of your life. Why am I blowing shofar now at the end of Yom Kippur? You can have reasons, you can have nafkaminas, and you can have something. This is like one of these shir we put there that you can give over all the time. Okay? So what is this reason? Zeichel Yovel. What does it mean, Zeichel Yovel? What do we do on Yovel? Blow a shofar. How do I know that? Says so. Right? Where does it say so? In the Holy Torah. In the Torah. The Gemara got it from the Torah. Where does the Torah say it? Vayikra Chafhei, we've been learning this. Vavarta shofar. Trua. Tanakh. Vavarta shofar. Right? You blow a shofar on Yom Kippur, and then that sends the slaves to come back to their own freedom. They go freedom. So says the Rabbeinu Haigon that the reason why we blow it is to remember what they do on Yovel. To remember what they do on Yom Kippur of Yovel, right? It says b'chodesh hashvi'i be'asor l'chodesh hashvi'i taviru shofar b'chol aratzachem. Blow the shofar. With me? We remember Yovel. How many people have ever thought that? At the end of didn't work, right? So far, these two reasons most people haven't thought about. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, Zeichel Yovel. Now, the Ritzman adds a couple a statement that's not 100% clear. And he says what? The reason is because we don't know exactly. Okay, what does he say? So he says, Ulefi She'ein Shnata Yovel Yidua Lakol. What does he say? Or lachem tokim b'chol shana b'shana. What is he trying to do over here? Okay, good. Very similar. But what's he doing over here? I asked you to see Tosus also. Everyone see that there is on that line there was a machlokas we showed him that point. Were you sensitive to idea? This is the line that Tosus now says it can't be this reason. I asked him to see Tosus inside. Andav kuf, you doubt I'm a bet. And the Ritva is answering that question. What question am I talking about? Tosfos said on kuf yud doubt I'm a bet when discussing the end of what he's discussing, why we blow the shofar. Tosfos says, do not say like some people say. I remind you when you're learning Rishonim. And when they say, I might think it's this way, no, it can't be. Then what's the hint? It might be that he rejects it, but there's a good chance that there's another Rishon that actually holds that opinion. So too over here. The end of Tosfot. And Kufiv Dalam Avet Dibra Maska Valmai Litka at the end says, do not say, V'lo kimachzorim, we're going to come back to the first part in a second. V'lo kimachzorim shekotu b'hen shatkiyah zeich liyoga. Oh, Baruch Shalom Bechol and Baruch Shalom Bechol. Right? Now you don't have to go to his room and you're all fine. V'lokim achzarim. V'lokim achzarim. Don't worry, every time anybody's sick, Beinish is leading everybody there to the rooms. V'lokim achzarim. Shekatuv v'hen shatkiya zech liyovel. Ki lama tokim b'chov shana v'shana. What does he say? If the whole idea is going to be zech liyovel, what was the kushya? According to Tosfos, right? This was the Ritva's question over here. Right? This kasha is Tosfos's question. What does Tosfos say? If it's Zeichel Yovel, then what? Why are you blowing it every year? What's the problem? What's the end of the long? What's the end of Tosfos saying, Mr. Kadri? Here you go. V'chi haya Yovel v'chol shana v'shana. Was Yovel every single year that I'm doing the Zeichel Yovel? V'chi haya Yovel v'chol shana v'shana, says Tosfos. On this question, what did the Ritva answer? The Ritva was dealing with that question. So the Ritva says, seemingly very, very difficult, and we're going to try to explain it a little bit deeper. But he says what? Ela atam. She was actually over. Ulefi she'in shnat hayovel yidua. Ulefi she'in shnat hayovel yidua. So this is problematic. Therefore, he says you do it. What? Therefore, the chol shana b'shana. So what's the problem? Is it just a machloket in what we call metzius? They're just arguing. What are they arguing about? Sounds like they're arguing just about this line. That's a problem. What's the problem? Right? We don't like establishing machloket, yes, no. Just doesn't seem to be correct. They live at basically the same time. In the Bali Atosu. It's very, very hard to say, you know what? According to the Ritva, they didn't know the times of the Jubilee year. And therefore, every single year is a good memory, good idea to do the Zikaron. According to Tosfos, you know what happened? They did know. Therefore, if you do know, you should only do it once a month. We don't do the yes-no type of machlokes. So what possibly could they be arguing about? What are they arguing about? Why would it make sense to be able to do it every single year? Which one makes more sense to you? Tosfos or the Ritva? You think the Ritva? What? Tosfos. Who said Tosfos? Thank you. So now we have two ways. You'll represent Tosfos, Mr. Lawyer. Go ahead. Why does Tosfos make more sense to you?
Because if it's a mitzvah to blow on Yovel, then why are we blowing every
single
year? That's not necessary.
Right? If it's a mitzvah to remember Yovel was only once every 50 years. We shouldn't be doing it every year. So, says Mr. Kadri, I understand, I like Tosfos. Tosfos is much, much more logical. You're up. Why is Ritva more logical?
Because you have a mitzvah to blow on Yovel. If you're going to miss the year that you blow on Yovel, then you're not wearing that mitzvah.
So why is Tosfos, I mean, again, if so you're saying, why is Tosfos not worried about that?
Why is it?
And first of all, also, just to be careful. Just to be careful. Hold on. Just to be careful. The Ritva didn't say, I'm afraid. I didn't understand it that way. Eitan, you understood it that way? I'm afraid I'm going to miss Yovel, and therefore I'm going to do it every single year. Is that how you understood?
Originally, yes. That's how I understood.
You still understand the now like that?
I think the way we said it.
Right? Right, okay. I didn't understand it that way. It's interesting. Rav Beinish is saying that you have to make sure. But again, what's the problem with saying that way? Why would Tosfos not be afraid of that? Tosfos should be afraid, the exact same fear.
You can't say that because it's a bit ugly, it's a bit ugly. So you said it's not like it's actual.
He didn't say that. Right? Again, even if you wanted to say that the Tosfos should be the same fear. You want to say it's on Yovel itself is you're afraid we're going to actually miss the chiyuv, therefore continue doing it. Okay? Doesn't sound like that's his shot. Because what he's saying is, you're saying, what you were trying to say is that he might miss the actual time it would actually be a chiyuv of Yovel, because we don't know.
Not here, but not attuned. That makes a difference. Because Tosfos is not a chiyuv, but it's not here.
They're both not saying it's a chiyuv.
It's
The problem is again, the question comes back to, I go back again, what is the machlokas between them?
I'm saying if it's a chiyuv, then...
What's the chiyuv? Everyone right now is agreeing that it's a minimum.
Right.
The question that it's safely over. Mr. Kadri says it's extremely logical, Tosis. Because it's Zeichel Yovel, Yovel happens once every 50 years, therefore why are we doing this every single Motzei Yom Kippur? That is logical.
So the Rebbe is going to say, because since it's not here, if you just say it's a minute, you're able to just try and go for it every single time, so you'll get it one out of 10 times.
Say what you said again?
He's saying that since it's a minute,
yeah.
You don't lose anything by... You're supposed to say that you don't do it every, all 50 times, because... It's not,
just
the
Zeichel Yovel. What does the Rebbe say?
He says you're not losing anything by going forward all 50 times. You don't know what it is, so you just make sure
you don't lose anything by doing it.
Right.
You're just saying he doesn't lose anything.
Explain. It's like Pascal's wager, you know, if you just talk about, you know, you might as well believe in God, because like worst comes to worst, then God doesn't exist and you didn't lose anything.
You didn't lose anything.
With.
Okay, we won't go all the way into the philosophy there, but the same type of idea.
You're bound to hit it. And then,
when you have such a huge investment, you invest your whole life, but in this scenario, you're just blowing short.
We can definitely make a distinction. It's on the same spectrum. Now, the. So, what Eitan and I thought. To be able to try to explain this machloket, it's one of two ways to explain it. Okay? They both agree it's a Zeichel Yovel. That would be one way to explain it. Question is, how do you make a Zeichel Yovel? What if there are two ways to be able to make a Zeichel Yovel? When you say the word Zeichel, what do you have to do? I'll give you an example. Okay, and therefore what?
And therefore,
So if you want to give an example, he said Zeichel Yetziat Mitzrayim, nice example. Zeichel Yetziat Mitzrayim. So I say Kriyat Shema, and I do Zeichel Yetziat Mitzrayim. What am I doing by being Mekayim in the midst of Zeichel Yetziat Mitzrayim? What am I doing? I'm mentioning that God took us out of Egypt.
It's either okay. Should believe or the thing I said here. Either say it or think about it.
Okay, that's also fine. That's fine. Okay, that's one type of Zeichel. The Zeicher could be just a mentioning of it. Just a mention. Do you have to remember all parts of every... Do you have to know all the details of Yetziat Mitzrayim every single day? No. That's the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim. Okay? Good. Reenact.
Isn't that different though?
One second before we...
That's a mitzvah though.
I was going to give another example. We do when we have Sefiras HaOmer. We count Sefiras HaOmer. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. Do we have to count both days and weeks? The Raisa, the Rabbanan. The Gemara's language is Samach. Hey, in Menachos, is that it's Zeichel Alma. So, when you say Zeichel Alma, what the idea could very well be is what? What the Rif is saying, Zeichel Alma, is all I need is what? All I need is to remember it, to mention it. That's what I was thinking, Mr. Schreiber. I need to mention it. Do I need to go and use my pilpul? Say exactly, did God take us out this way without a malach and all the different details? That's Pesach. One way to understand Zeicher is what? Just to remember, to make sure it's part of our conscious. Our memory conscious. That would be the ritva. Give me one second. That would be the ritva. That Zeicher, you know what Zeicher means? Zeicher just means what? To mention it. Okay? Zeicher literally means that it should be part of our memory base. What did Tosus say? How does Tosus understand the concept of Zeicher? Tosus would understand the concept of Zeicher that what? That what?
Reenactment.
Good. Or even if it's not fully reenactment, but it's as close as possible to the actual mitzvah as it was. There's a concept when we make a takana midrabanan. It's the language in the Gemara that says, Ke'im de'oraita tiknu. The rabbis weren't just stop making things up. They used a blueprint. They used the Torah. They were using those principles. So compared, this Zeicher could be what? This Zeicher of Yovel is not just stop, let me remember it. Like Mr. Eagle talked about by Zeicher, it's yet to try whether you have to say it or it's in your heart. Not just mentioning, but you have to do things that are similar to how it was done then. And therefore, Tosfos, within that logic, if that's true, that Sefer is not just a memory base, but it's, I'll say, if I want to use the language of Mr. Felsen, a pseudo reenactment. Okay? Which also means that it's Ke'en in Hebrew. It's Ke'en in the mitzvah. It's got to be close to that. So that's why Tosfos said, I understand. If it's a Sefer, so what does he say? And I'm doing it every single year. If the whole reason is Zecher Yovel, and Zecher, and his definition of Zecher is what? Is a pseudo reenactment. It's being able to be modeling after the original mitzvah or whatever it is. Then what happens? Then you have to follow that base. Follow the script. Follow that architectural design. But here what? Here you're not. You're doing it every year. And therefore, because of that, Tosis rejects this reason of Zecher Yovel. Okay? That would be one way to explain this machlokes. You see what we did? What we did was, we read it inside, we saw what they were rejecting about, and then it couldn't just be he said versus she said. It's understanding, they said the same words, trying to figure out, in theory we wanted to put on this box over here, maybe they're arguing about the idea of Fisha, Ancient Asiyah, what you do up, but that's difficult. So therefore we had to continue going and looking at what it means Zecher Yovel. That's one way to explain it. Second possible way to explain it could very well be that it's true it's Zecher Yovel, but maybe it's a little more broad. Maybe it's a little broad, Zecher Yovel. What I mean by it's more broad, it's true it's Zecher Yovel, but what are we talking about? We're talking about blowing shofar when? Not just on Yovel, but Yom Kippur. So how many parts are there to this? I want to say three parts because blowing the shofar, but you're blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yom. Is that all true? Everyone agrees with that? Good. Okay, so if I said it, you have Tkiyat Shofar. About what? A, it's Yovel. And when is it? It's B, it's on Yom Kippur. Therefore what? What am I gonna, what could you possibly say that they're arguing about? The question is, everyone agrees that we said it's Zecher Yovel, correct? Good. Good. So it could very well be that everyone agrees that what's the main piece? Yovel's the main squeeze here to remember, to remind that what happened on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Okay? The question is, does this part B have any type of standing at all? Okay? According to Tosfos, does it have any standing at all?
No.
It's Zecher Yovel. It happens to be on Yom Kippur also, but it's Zecher Yovel. And that's why he says, doesn't make any sense. But according to the Ritva, what does he say? Of course the primary Zecher in the Minhag is for what? It's for Yovel. But the bottom line is, if we don't know exactly what Yovel does is it totally out of left field that I do it every single year? No. It's because what? It happened on Yom Kippur. It happened on Yom Kippur also. It's not the primary reason, I'll agree with you.
The wise thing bring in a lot of talk that we don't know what Yovel is.
What?
That would imply that it's the only reason why he's willing
to agree with you. I agree with you. And what I'm saying is definitely not just a literal piece of what the Ritva says. I agree with you. The problem I'm forced to say this is, again, because I don't want to make it a machlokas and metzias that he says they don't know and he says they do know. That doesn't help me.
That you have to prove. Because Zecher.
Yeah.
What's the pasuk says Zecher Yovel?
No. The pasuk says you blow on Yom. We're talking about you're now blowing a motzi Yom Kippur.
That's not the blow for Yom, right? That's when the pasuk says you blow.
I'm talking about Yom Kippur every single year. Why do I have to blow? Can you close the door, Mr. Plotzker? Why? Why do you have to blow on motzi Yom Kippur? I said that within the Gemara. I don't think you can apply that. You can't, that's too much of a stretch. You can't do that. I'm happy you did it, but you can't do that here. Yeah, get him. That what? This is the second interpretation. What? Correct? You're saying that because Tosfos totally rejects that reason.
Says,
Hold on, let's spend a few minutes.
Why can't it use Hebrew? Because he says,
no, exactly. Because
he says, well, what does Tosus hold? Tosus hold that there isn't these two parts. Tosus says that what? It's only the part of A. Right? This part of A and B is who? That's the ritual. Right? Tosfot, right? This is the ritual. Right? Versus Tosfot is what? What does Tosfot say? It's only what? Tkiat Shofar of Yovel. That's it. It's Tkiat Shofar of Yovel. Okay, therefore there should not be, you can't do it every single year, and therefore he rejects that reason.
They say if it wasn't Zeher for Yovel, then it wouldn't be doing it every year.
It is.
Because
for him it's only for Yom Kippur. That's the pshat. Zeichel Yovel. There is no this two parts at Yom Kippur. The Ritva will say that primarily it's for Yovel, but it's Yom Kippur Yovel. The Torah says Bachodesh Hashvi'i Besal Chodesh Tavir Shofar. Therefore, it's not out of left field to be able to have that. Then I asked you to see Tosfos. Tosfos brings up another major reason. Okay, I'm gonna. Can I erase these two reasons of the Ritva versus Tosfos? What? I don't know what he means. I don't know what he means. I didn't see anybody say. I don't know. The answer is I don't know, and I'm struggling. Okay, I am erasing this piece. These were the two explanations of the Ritva versus Tosfos. Then we had a third reason. Everyone open. We have Tosfos and Shabbos. What did Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos and Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis say? What is the third reason? And the third reason has two parts. What's the third reason he says? Does anybody have more Shabbos with them? Okay. Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos says, Omer Ri. Go ahead, Mr. Gladder. You ready to decide?
Yeah.
Omer Ri. Go ahead. Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos says the third reason. Omer Ri. Hold on, stop right there. Let me see if we just read that last part. So what did you read? What's the reason why we do it? Lo diashu laila, v'yachilu et what? V'yachilu et v'nehem. Explain to me that in English, Mr. Gladder. What does that mean? Now the first part. What does it mean? Why are we blowing? Lo diashu laila, what does that mean? What does lo diashu mean? Like you said, the fast is over. To tell us that it's nighttime. And therefore what? V'yachilu b'nehem shitanu. Give the kids to eat. Okay? So what does it sound like to you? What does Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Daf say over here? Sounds like the blowing of the shofar is just a alarm clock. Right? What is it? Very practical, you should know. Woo! Go feed your kids! That's what it sounds like. Maybe we're going to say it's a little deeper. Maybe, we'll see. Then he gives what? He continues. Begam lahachim. Go ahead. Want to continue reading, Mr. Gladder? Begam lahachim. Keep reading. Begam lahachim. For now, I'm going to call this A and I'm calling this B. Begam. Go ahead. Sudat what? Does that say Motze Chag? Motze Yom Kippur. Go ahead. She came, you're right. Yom Tov. What is this? So now what does that mean? You blow the shofar now in Motze Chag, why? To say what? Everybody go prepare, not just stop giving kids to eat, but what? Go prepare the Suda because it's almost like a Yom Tov. Okay? Very interesting. So, before we actually analyze these two reasons and the difference between them, I ask you to, now, if we wanted to categorize these reasons, okay? We said we blow the shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur. It's funny, I said the word Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay? It sounds like Motzei Yom Kippur is what? After the fact. Is that really the question that was hinted to and you saw already in the Ritva is, when do we blow the shofar? When do we blow the shofar? What are the options? When do we blow the shofar? Do we blow the shofar after Musaf? Obviously not. After Mincha? No. Okay? Some people say before Ne'ilah. Did somebody say that? I think I saw that in one opinion. One opinion said, no, after Tefillas Ne'ilah. After Tefillas Ne'ilah, before Marv. Ever heard that? That's what we do nowadays. What are the other opinions to do? After Marv, after Havdalah. So you can have before Marv, you can have after Marv and Havdalah. Okay? Why do I care? Why do I care? What's the difference? Everyone hear the difference here? Okay, this is the question of anytime you want to be analyzed, you have a lot of good questions to ask. One of them is matai. When is this applicable? That's always a very important when you're doing analysis. When is this applicable? So it's over here. When are we doing this? I said Motzei Yom Kippur. It's very vague, Motzei Yom Kippur. Motzei Yom Kippur sounds like that it's chol already. But is that really true? Okay, we said different options. Could be lifnei ma'ariv. That was one option. Option number two is acharei ma'ariv and havdalah. Okay? We asked, what's the difference between the two? Now, that could be nafkamina number one, which we're going to explain in a second. Number two, we had said it earlier, what are you blowing? Which is not a question of why, but what? Very important question analysis. What? Okay? So the question is, what are we blowing? So you saw one of the options. The Ritva brought down, which is I have another sheet, which I forgot to give by my makom, that says that it's either a tashrat or a long voice, a long call, one tekiah. What's the difference? What is the difference between these reasons? Who can help me categorize? Who can help me categorize? Is the blowing of the, it's definitely a minhag, but is it the minhag that's why? No? Aren't you raising your hand? Again, what would be a common denominator between some of these things? Let's try it again. Let's try it again. If what was just even to help you with the hint? Okay, this said the arbeivta satan, correct? This first reason, which is brought down by different authorities over here. What was the question the Ritva had? On Yom Kippur, there is no satan. Because then what? Oh, now you start talking. So what are the two sides then? When we say Motzei Yom Kippur, is it really Motzei Yom Kippur? Is this din of, or the minhag of blowing on Yom Kippur, is it something that's what? Something that's really part of the fabric of Yom Kippur, or is it Motzei Yom Kippur? Everyone hear that? Understand what I just said? Is it, when I wrote that Motzei Yom Kippur, I actually was misleading. Because the truth is, it could be Motzei Yom Kippur, or it could be really what? Or it's really part of the Yom Kippur experience.
Well, if we say the Suda at the end is part of the Yom Kippur experience, then of course the...
So hold on, tell me, categorize between the three reasons. Which reason, this reason, L'arbeivta Satan, which one does it sound like? Right? The question that he had was what? How can you say that? The satan has absolutely no power in Yom Kippur. What was his assumption of his question that he asked that, and what's the answer to the question? When I say l'arbeivta Satan, the assumption is what? That it's a din of? No.
Motzi
Yom Kippur. It's in a Motzi Yom Kippur.
Well, that's what you said. You asked him his question. I mean, asked the question,
but now we're just doing the, he said, she said, right. We're both on the same page. We're just answering both ways. When I said the reason of L'Arbeivita Satan, what am I saying? That the ethos, the essence of this Tekiya, is it a Yom Kippur?
Oh,
is it a Yom Kippur or is it an after?
It has to be after.
Has to be after.
Because the Satan isn't.
Right. Because the Satan, there's Satan that's got no kosh on Yom Kippur. So why did the Ritva ask that question? How can you say that the Satan has no koach in Yom Kippur? What did he understand? How does he understand it? Right? He's understanding that the whole idea of blowing it is it's happening on Yom Kippur. Now he understands how it's not just, ooh, do I do before tomorrow or after tomorrow? Who cares? The answer is, it's very much who cares, the Matai, because it's telling me which part of the essence of this minhag. Is this minhag part of the Yom Kippur fabric, or is it part of the Motzi Yom Kippur? Okay? So that's the clearest nafkamina when you're dealing with Abevita Satan. What do you think, for example, Zeich Liyova, is that a din of Yom Kippur or Motzi Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur.
It's talking about the Yom Kippur. Okay, and therefore, in theory, it would make a lot of sense, according to this reason, that when should you do it? Before Maariv. And how about this reason?
After.
After. You're announcing it, what? It's clearly Motzi. So those are the nafkaminas we have here. The Thimar, Rasav, Marvin, Hashrat, which is a Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah type of here versus a kol. Now, please.
How can we say all this? You know, most Yom Kippur, like, it's part of it, it's part of the family of Yom Kippur, not when we see in, it was the Ritva says that, you know, it should be, Siman Yishtar Kippur proclaiming the Suda, which is part of the Yom, so which is after Shkia of the Shofar.
According to this reason, what does he say? You should be blowing it to tell you what? Get ready for either. Get ready for the mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. Yom Tov. What does this mean? I didn't explain it now. The chiddush of the second reason is what? It's clearly blowing the shofar to tell you, get ready to eat Suras Yom Tov. There's a Ramah at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur. Siman. Tav, Reish, Chav, Dal in the Ramah that says that on Motzi Yom Kippur, Ochlim and Smechim Motzi Yom Kippur, the Havi Ksas Yom Tov. It's a Ksas Yom Tov, not the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. It's a Ksas Yom Tov. Why is it a Ksas Yom Tov? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tosos that we brought down. The Tosos, a Kuf Yedal that says that you're eating in order to have a Simchas Yom Tov. Tosos says you should know why, because from the Midrash, because we are happy that God did what? That God forgave us. So it's Iksas Simchas Yom Tov. It's not clear to me what the Machlokas is between A and B. It's not 100% clear what this Machlokas would be. But why? He's saying just it's a time to be able to go. That it's an alarm clock, if you will. Not so clear. Meaning, they don't agree that it's a Kain Yom Tov. Not so clear. They don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us. Just one of the points which I pointed out, that maybe Lehodia Shu Laila Ki Yochluad Banea, one could say a little bit deeper, maybe again, not exactly what Tosfos is saying, is that you blow shofar based on what I showed you in the Rambam. You guys have any further question? What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said in what? Perek Hey, Halacha Chaf. And we know when do we blow shofar? We also blow shofar on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed Hey, that there are six times you blow shofar on Erev Shabbos. He says, Tekiya Rishon and Halacha Yotet. If you don't have it, everybody get these Rambams. If you don't have it, you have it here. Doesn't have it. The Rambam says you blow the shofar on Erev Shabbat based on the Gemara. It says Kiel Rishona Nimnu Ha'umdim B'Sadot Milcharosh Milador Milasur Lachosher Basadet. The first kia was the people in the field stop working, stop plowing the fields. The Inak Krovim Rashayim Nikanes LeIrak Shiavo Rechokim. because of Kulam Batachat. But at that point, the stores were still open. He had killed, then they started blowing the second one, and then they closed up shop, literally. But there were still people that were working. They're still cooking. When he blew the third tkia, then already you have to start blowing the Nero for Shabbat. Take it. Okay. Then says the Rambam in Halacha Chaf, when did we blow these? The first one you blew at Mincha. The third one was very, very close to Shkiat Hachama. But then the Rambam says something that's unbelievable. What does the Rambam say? V'chein tokin b'motei Shabbat achar tzeit ha-kochavim la'atira amu ma'aseh. The Rambam says, just like you have blowing of the shofar on Erev Shabbat to gradually tell people to stop doing the melacha, you also have, and he bases on the Gemara in Shabbat and Chulin, and also in Masechet Shabbat Kufi Dalar, which you saw, or at least partially saw, that says you're allowed, that what do you have to do? You blow the shofar on Motei Shabbat for what purpose? He says it straight out. Lahatir ha'am l'maaseh. To do what? It's a matir. It's a matir. That you need a stamp of approval, of a heter. It's been usher now. There's a certain isser malacha that you had. The isser malacha doesn't just dissipate. You need a formal act to be able to do what? To allow you to do it again. It's called a matir. Just like you have a matir, or Soloveitchik says, how do I have the audacity to be able to go and daven? So you need a matir. It's even the matir that I have, the avos, that they told me or the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, where the Gemara says that how can you even think of adding any type of accolades more than the Anshei Knesset HaGedola? If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to do it. Right? The Rav had a very, his construct of matir, he said it probably in so many different contexts, especially to feel like saying Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, that's a matir. Without that, you can't even get into Shemona Esrei. So too over here, obviously different, but the same idea. You need a matir to be able, when we have Kedusha, it doesn't just dissipate, you need something to go and say, it's no longer. Bahavdil, but same type of idea, the Korban Chatat of a Yoledet. Okay, a woman gives birth, and then she, there's this idea that she was big Kedusha, on a certain level, sorry, not Korban Chatat of a Nazir, sorry. Nazir was big Kedusha, tremendous Kedusha. Then what happens after his time period of Kedusha? Just like you have the time period of Kedusha of, in our case, of Shabbat. You have the Kedusha of Shabbat of what? Of the Nazir. Kedusha of the Nazir. At the end, what does he do? He brings the Korban. Korban Chatas. And the Ramban and others struggle. Why does he need to bring a Korban? What did he do wrong? One level is the same type of idea of being able to transition. To go from status A to status B, you need some sort of act that way. Okay? As a mashal. So too over here. But even just one other piece, the Rambam says, first of all, other Rishonim disagree. They say, like nowadays, nobody here blows shofar on, well, maybe you guys, you know, when you go to the Kosa, there's a lot of blowing shofar here, but that's just random. There's no minhagim over there. Okay? So nobody, in nobody's community here, do we pass like a sheet of Rambam? Because the other Rishonim learned this Gemara differently. Okay? But it brings down that what? On Yom Kippur, Shechel Yod Erev Shabbat, Lo Ayu Tokim. If Yom Kippur falls out on Thursday night, Friday, and therefore the Rambam does clearly say that what? He clearly says that there is a Tkiyak Shofar. I mean, nowadays, Yom Kippur can't fall out on Erev Shabbat based on the calendar of Lo, it's called Lo. There's a rule. Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. You figure that out. It now makes it that Yom Kippur, because of the Hillel, the second Hillel, putting the calendar, so Yom Kippur can never fall out nowadays on an Erev Shabbat or Shabbat. However, if in theory Yom Kippur would have fallen out on Thursday, Friday. So then, Motzei Yom Kippur is what? Should be blowing. When is Motzei Yom Kippur then? Shabbos. Friday night Shabbos. Says the Rambam, Yom Kippur, Shechal Yod, Erev Shabbat, Lo Ayu Tokim. Okay? And Chal Yod, Motzei Shabbat, Also, you don't do tkia or havdalah, which means a couple things to improve to deduce from that Rambam. Number one is the Rambam is aware of a concept called tkiat shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur, because he's got to come to tell me, you should know there is no blowing of the shofar. Now, I looked around, and I don't think I missed it. If somebody knows more, I didn't see him ever explicitly stating, this is the reason why you blow the shofar. It's not clear. The only deduction I can make could possibly be, again, Lodiya, what does the Rambam say by Motzei Shabbat? He says that it's a matir for the malach. On a certain level, it could very well be Lodiya Shu Laila. Again, it's this idea that you can't just go out of Yom Kippur. You need some sort of matir. Now again, and I'll take your question, is why do I need, according to the Rambam, every single Motzei Shabbat, both Kiyat Shofar and also Havdalah? Gemara says once there's Kiyat Shofar, there's no Havdalah. And the Rambam has to explains the Gemara differently. The answer, according to the Rambam, is very clear. He says Kiyat Shofar is to be Hatir Melacha, versus the Havdalah is what? It's a difference. He compares it to Kiddush to make a distinction, to make a Havdalah between Sudat Shabbat and Sudat Chol. Okay? Now, what was your question?
Why does he have to be talking about Shofar blowing?
At that point in Halacha Chaf, he was talking about Shofar blowing of Motzei Shabbat. The next Halacha Aleph, he was talking about, you should know, as much as, and that was the point, that was the deduction, as much as normally there is, he's admitting, as much as normally there is a Tkiyah Motzei Yom Kippur, you should know, since it's Friday night, and there's an Isser, the Rabbanon, a Shavuos, of blowing Shofar Rosh Hashanah, we do not blow it.
He says it on Yom Tov too, so he's clearly talking about, he said, you don't know what you're
blowing. If what?
He's talking about the Tkiyot on Erev Shabbos. It was Tkiyot on Erev Shabbos.
He's not talking about
Yom Tov.
No, but here the Erev Shabbos, he's not talking about, I don't think here he's talking,
He's talking about the three.
You're talking about the three Tkiyot on Erev Shabbos.
On Motzei Shabbos, talking about this Tkiyot, which he said, you make on Motzei Shabbos.
Good, I could have heard that wrong. Okay, you know, the Erev Shabbos is the three tkiyos before. Makal. So then it's still not clear within the Rambam at all. Now within that, I thought I had a deduction, but I'm Mekabel that I was wrong. Where was the Rambam talking at all about blowing the shofar on Motzei Shabbos? Even the halacha, as much as we do it, it just says the concept of eating and drinking on Motzei Shabbos. I didn't see it mefurish at all. The concept when it says tafresh, as I said, tafresh chafhei, this minhag which we do. I didn't see it at all. It talks about the Halakas Neros. It talks about the end of... it is. I'm sorry. In the... It's important. There it is. It's in Tafresh Chof Gimel. That was my bad. I apologize. The Machlokas that we had said, at the end, it says, V'tokin, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tzivah, V'tokin Tashrat. Okay? Tokin Tashrat. Ignat Kaminis. Okay, so I'm going to read you the whole thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Your Tokin Tashrat Hagah." The Yeshon Rima we had said, "What are the Mordechai?" She'in Litkar Rak. Kiyah achat. Talk about the minhag of why you sing Lashon Haba. It's connected to this. You should know the Shaar Tzion brings down the Tosfot that says that the reason is to show that it's like a yomtiv now to be marbid besuda. Therefore, he has an afkamina. Therefore, when you're leaving shul on Yom Kippur, just like we say good Shabbos and good yomtiv, he says that you should say at some level have a good yomtiv now. Right? It's cute. Right? At the that idea, there is a reason brought down by the Prima Gavin. Which again, just to, it is a fourth reason, just to finish it up. It's brought down to Tafresh Chav Gimel. The reason you blow it there is a siman of Siluk HaShechina. Right? The idea is what's going on. Quote, Allah Elohim Bitrua. Right? The idea is that as a result of Yom Kippur finishing, what happens? Ki'ilu, that same intensity of relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is gone. And that's where you're blowing that as a siman of Siluk Shechina. Again, connected seemingly that it's very much a motzei Yom Kippur, and it smells like Motzei Shabbos where you lose the Nisham and Yisera also. But that's what the Prima Gadol brings down. Hatam shu siman l'Siluk Shechina l'mala, shenemar alal l'kim etshua. And you're allowed to do it even though Shabbat is still there, even though you haven't done Havdalah yet, because it's only a chachma, it's not a malacha. The word machmir as much as the Mishnah Berura brings down. Okay, we did not even get to the second part of the sugya, maybe because I felt that people didn't get as far as what I would like to. But I did tell you, so if you looked at the Ritva I brought down, that since it's just a minhag, the Ritva said there is no bracha. Since it's a minhag, there's no bracha. And I pointed out to you to look at the Brisker Rav. Many of you didn't get there, but it seems to be a major machlok is, do you make brachot on minhagim or not? That's what the Brisker Rav had said. Please God, tomorrow, today already, Eitan is going to be sending you chazara on all the things we've done, including this, and you'll look inside Mirtz Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Reish Chav Gimel. And tomorrow, most important day of the week, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we're with Rosh Shiva, the Sicha, Tzvi Yehuda, and then 9:30, we're doing chazara. Let's get to Shmiras Haloshim. Как мы